Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Tuesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey. In just a second, Steve checks in from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Drop us a line anytime, stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU, and our website, stevejonesshow.com. 3 months of backed shows are archived there. In case you want to replay anytime, anywhere, you can do that. And we also invite you to subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast, which is available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, and Google Play. When you subscribe, each fresh show after it's aired live on WKOK will drop right to your smartphone and tablet. So again, that's the Steve Jones Show podcast. Subscribe today. Thanks ahead of time for doing that. I could have sworn tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 o'clock, was the start of NFL free agency. So if you've been hungry for some football talk, headlines left and right all day today. And actually, it started about 3:40 a.m. this morning when Adam Schefter of ESPN broke the story regarding Case Keenum going to Denver. But I just kind of have a feeling the Denver Bronco fans I know, and I know a few, they're not running out there to acquire their Case Keenum jerseys just yet. So, this is hanging on John Elway. I mean, who has he drafted so far? Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, and now Case Keenum's going to take the keys to the Bronco Mobile, see how it works out. But lots of other moves and moving and shaking going on today. Former Penn State great wide receiver Allen Robinson set to leave Jacksonville, going to be heading to the Chicago Bears. 3-year, $42 million deal, 25 of that million guaranteed. And that's not all for the Bears. The Bears also beefing up their offense with former Philadelphia Eagle tight end Trey Burton. Burton caught a touchdown pass from...
Threw one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, he did. He did throw that.
Yeah,
the
old
former Florida quarterback. That's right.
Yeah, he played quarterback against Penn State in the Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
So did Jordan Reed.
Yes.
Urban Meyer, cradle of tight ends, playing quarterback.
So, yeah, we were starting to go through the list of free agency moves for the day.
Let's see. Sam Bradford, Cardinals. Case Keenum going to the Broncos. Kirk Cousins going up to the Vikings. Allen Robinson going to the Bears. Trey Burton going to the Bears. Brett Celek gone. Out of here. Bye-bye. Take care. Thanks for all your service. Let's see. Those are some of the big ones that have happened. Some people are now talking to Mike Glennon. I mean, the name that just keeps surviving.
Yeah, really. Yeah, quarterback of the Chicago Bears last year when they beat the Steelers. Not that I'm too salty still about that.
Well, you know, you got to show up for every game.
I know.
You got to show up.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I mean, did you show up?
That day?
You didn't
that day?
Up?
No. We did not show up that day.
Did not show up.
Nope.
you know, loss like that, you're not hosting. Well, actually, they lost at home to Jacksonville, so there you go.
Yep, I was there for both of them, for both Jacksonville games. I saw half of the Steelers' losses in 2018. 2017-18.
I made some comment about, you know, obviously, in the end, you got to sit back and consider maybe Jacksonville's better. Oh, no, no. I said, excuse me, what part of either game did you lead?
Yeah. Speaking of Jacksonville getting the word today, Nittany Paul Lions Plus-Lesny. Legend Paul yep. Plisilesny calling it a career after 11 seasons.
Yep. 11 years. Finally made the playoffs, got the AFC Championship game. Good, you know, what... Hey. He was a rock solid professional player, a pro's pro. Did a lot to teach Miles Jack about how to play the game. And, you know, he essentially did the same thing here at Penn State. You know, Sean Lee, and Sean always told me, he says, look, he says, the guy I attach myself to as often as I can is Paul Plisilesny. He says, I try to be a sponge. And he would sit next to Paul in the locker room. He would sit next to Paul in meetings because he wanted to absorb as much of that knowledge as possible. And Paul passed it along to Sean Lee. Well, this is a case where on the professional level, he's done the same thing with Miles Jack. And that tells you a lot about the character of and the professionalism and also the pure, the personal security that Paul Plisilesny had in himself. You have to be really secure in yourself to look at your potential replacement and say, you know what? I want to make sure he has the best chance to do this really well. Now, that's, you know, that's a real pro right there. A real pro.
Yeah, our terrific friend of the show, Kim Jones, who, by the way, was with us last Friday. If you missed it, you can check that out on the Steve Jones Show podcast. She tweeted earlier today about being at a Jags preseason game, and she was watching Paul coach up Miles Jack. And one of the other veterans on the team said he's helping a player who could take his job. That's pause.
Yeah, that's who he is. Hey, that is who he is. So... there you go. We'll have Neil Coolong on today. We'll talk about all the Steelers moves.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're finished with that. All right, all good. Great. Wow.
Actually, I did hear that William Gay, who, by the way, did not miss a game in his 100-plus game NFL career, he tweeted out, or either tweeted or posted on social media, that the Steelers will not be bringing him back. So if you're looking for Steelers news, that's it.
Right. That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yep. And the Steelers making themselves what are the Penguins doing?
I don't know. I'm just getting concerned that the Steelers are getting older quicker than I want them to.
The what? Say that again?
I'm just concerned that the Steelers, as a team, they're getting older quicker than I want them to.
Well, that's this show. All right, so...
No, it's not.
You and I are both getting quicker than we want to. Getting older quicker than we want to get. I can tell you that right now. I know I can speak for both of us on that. Every time I turn around, I look in the mirror and go, who is that person? we're going to do a lot of NIT preview tomorrow. Because we're going to have Mark Narducci on the show tomorrow from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Patrick Chambers on the show tomorrow, the head basketball coach of the Running Knits. And we'll also have Matt Leon on tomorrow about Penn. Today, Neil Coolong's on the show. So we've got a lot going on the show the next couple of days. And we're looking forward to it.
And we're hoping to possibly, by Bucknell game time Friday night, we'll get Doug Birdsong on the line.
I mean, you could... Well, see, that's the difference between Doug and the suit. The Doug will break down every barrier to be on the show. Right? the suit will whine, moan, and complain, tell us that he's way too busy, he can barely fit us in, until he realizes we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if you're on or not.
Don't have to worry about that this week, though. Suit's on spring break this week. Well, Suit Light is on spring break. I don't know if he was with Mama and Papa Suit, though.
Yeah, but think about this, though. I mean, like, whenever we've asked him to do the Thursday thing with the other gracious announcers that join us,
yeah,
who gives us the toughest time?
Let's see. Yeah, he does now.
I don't know. You know, I got my primary job. I always loved the, what does he call it? The primary job? What does he call? Job A? What does he call it?
Digital media specialist.
No, no, but what does he call it? Like my primary job, my A job? What's his nickname for it? You know.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know if he had a name for it.
I think he calls
it called his real job.
His real job.
I guess.
I think that's what he is. I think that's what he says. You know, yeah. I mean, I got my real job. I don't know if I can be on. Right. Like, we're supposed to pay him? What? We had Jim Delaney on the show. He got nothing. Okay? You get the same treatment Jim Delaney gets. I mean, come on.
Who is always accommodating to this show every time we've asked him.
Right. Brad
Which
Nessler.
Which is wonderful.
Brad Nessler. Okay, Brad Nessler on the show. Same payment Suit gets.
Yes.
Right? With less complaining. I don't know whether I can do that. I got my job.
Kim like, Jones. Peter Kim.
Oh, every time.
Yeah.
Right? No issue. Then we get to him. Well, I got my real job. Oh, for goodness sakes. We saw the results from last month. You're not doing that very often, evidently.
You move up the power teleconference right, to a right, even if you right, move up the right, two even if you move up right. the power teleconference to a like a 2-hour power lunch hour, you're still with us in plenty of time.
Look, we've looked at the numbers. You obviously have plenty of time. So I mean, that's not funny.
2-hour power lunch hour.
Oh, I received, you could tell he's on break. I received not one text about the St. Petersburg race.
Love it.
Over the weekend.
He's already moved on from that race.
And I do know that Sebastian Bourdais won.
Nice.
I do know.
Look at
I
you.
Do know that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am in tune. Okay, so Kirk Cousins goes to the Vikings. Three years, $84 million.
Every single penny of that $84 million guaranteed.
I've never seen an NFL contract fully guaranteed before. Then,
so what's his record? Was it 26-30-1? Is that his pro career record?
Yeah. And then the next part is Drew Brees signed a 2-year, $50 million deal with the Saints. Sam Bradford intends to sign with the Arizona Cardinals. Case Keenum is going to sign with the Denver Broncos.
I heard Jimmy Graham wants to go back to New Orleans, but they've hit a snag in the contract talks. Well, that's because they were busy wrapping up Drew's deal. So,
yeah. You know. Well, they now know the money they have to operate, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They now know that part as to how much money they have to operate after what they did with Drew Brees. Meanwhile, I'm not so sure about this signing. Paul Richardson going to the Redskins on a 5-year, $40 million deal. Now, great speed. Paul Richardson has great speed. But I found him in Seattle to be absolutely unproductive. I just don't know. Now, how much of that is guaranteed, I don't know. Because I can tell you, Kirk Cousins is the only one that has a fully guaranteed contract. I don't even think Brees is a fully guaranteed contract, is it? I doubt it.
I believe 25. I thought it was $25 million guaranteed for Drew. I believe.
Okay, $10 million signing bonus for Richardson, $20 million of it, and $20 million guaranteed. But that one I don't get. I don't get why even that's even a big deal signing. I look at that and say, you know what? I just don't see a productive player. I just don't. And the question is, will Alex Smith start throwing to his wide receivers? I mean, you're Jordan Reed. Of course, you have to be able. Jordan Reed has to be out there to play. But if you're Jordan Reed, you got to be thrilled because Smith loves throwing to his tight ends. Loves it. But if you're a, I mean, but again, like Richardson signing with Washington to me is not a big deal because I don't feel like the Redskins signed a productive player. He's got natural gifts. He has great speed, but I just have never seen him utilize that really to his fullest advantage. You know, in Seattle, between Lockett and Baldwin, he was just another guy. I mean, is that what you want? Just another guy? And that, to me, that's what he is. So I know, I know Rodgers is a big Redskins fan. I just feel like this is just, they just signed another guy. I don't feel like they got anybody that's a difference maker.
Drew Brees' new deal, $27 million guaranteed, although some other teams were looking to line him up and possibly pay him $60 million for 2 years, trying to woo him away, but didn't work.
There is a sense of loyalty. I like that. And Drew Brees.
Well, he changed that franchise.
Remember, in the end, who broke off negotiations with him when it looked like he was going to go to Miami? Nick Saban! All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Okay, that didn't go very well. He's back where he should be. He's found his niche. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Reminds me, I got it. All right. Neil Coolong today. We'll talk about all the NFL moves. I mean, being on the Steelers beat, like, you get nothing. Hey, by the way, hockey, Trevor Hamilton was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in a first-team All-Big Ten selection. So congratulations to him. But, yeah, he was... let's see. First team, all Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. And Andrew Sturtz made honorable mention. So there you go. And the Sportsmanship Award winner was Eric Audio. Oh, you know, it reminds me. We do have Jeff Byers on this week, too. We'll throw Byers on Thursday's show. How about that?
There we go.
When's the NCAAs begin?
That'll
Thursday?
They start Thursday. Yep.
Thursday. So we'll get him on Thursday's show.
Perfect.
Then we'll get Doug on Friday's show. Because unlike his broadcast partner for football, who, by the way, never shows up at Maddie's.
I think always at Maddie's. Once, twice. Yeah, but yeah, that was about it.
And then he was working the room.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think Joe Susan doesn't notice these things? Joe notices everything.
That's right.
He knows what I'm talking about. Working the room, the whole thing. This is Joe Susan's show with the players, right? You know that, right?
And the funny part, a lot of that schmoozing happens after Joe takes the players back to class.
Yeah.
Convenient.
That's called timing.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us today on the show. Patrick Chambers on the show tomorrow. Mark Narducci, Philadelphia Inquirer tomorrow. Matt Leon, KYW Philadelphia tomorrow. Jeff Byers, NCAA Wrestling Championships from Cleveland on Thursday. And coming up on Friday, Doug Birdsong will join us. We'll just say Doug's on the show, put all the pressure on him. It's the way it is.
He had suggested Friday to me, and it's like, are you sure? This will only be, you know, just a couple of hours before tip. And he's like, no, that's fine. So, in case it changes, we're good.
But you know what? People ask me that all the time. They'll say, well, it's so close. What do you think I'm doing? I mean, for example, like, take tomorrow night's game. I'm already done.
Yeah.
Except for getting Patrick in the pregame show. Everything's done. I mean, I don't have anything to do. You want to know analytics? You want to know stats? The whole thing? All that stuff is done. I always tell everybody, like, for example, in football. I'll give you an example in football. Right? You know what the easiest day of the week is before a football game? Friday. Now, everybody thinks it's the most difficult day of the week. And it's far from it. Friday is usually the easiest day of the week when it comes to football, because at that point, I'm done. I've already done the pregame show with James. I already have my charts finished. I've already done all the film work, the whole thing. I relax on Friday. I mean, tonight, I'm going to go over to practice tonight. That's it. I will not be doing any additional little trimmings on charts or anything like that tonight, because I already have it finished. I already printed them out. Yeah, so I can understand, like, Doug, like, yeah, you know, the only thing that I think would keep Doug from coming on the show, I think, is if he wanted to go over and watch some of the other games. And that's just a question of, you have to get into a pattern and be diligent about this. And I've always felt that the time you need to consider to get out of this is the time where suddenly the energy and enthusiasm to do the preparation goes. See that, and for me, that's never even remotely waned. So in other words, as soon as I found out it was Temple on Sunday night, boom, I went, I already had Penn State done because I had a whole week to update Penn State. But, I found out Sunday night, I was over in the basketball office, talked to Pat for a little bit. Then came home, printed off some stuff that I knew I needed, and then got to work on it. I've already done a little bit of film study on them. I've seen them. And put together my charts and the whole deal. And again, that enthusiasm to want to do it and to prepare for it. When that wanes, then you do have a problem in this business, I think.
And the great thing is, if there was a gap or two you needed to fill in terms of the opposition, well, you got a team from Philly, and you got a phenomenal color analyst in Dick Girardi that knows Temple inside, outside, upside down.
Well, we talked about that today. he says, I've only seen a little bit of him, Steve. which is fine. What's going to be interesting is how much will the rules change the game? You're going to quarters. Now, after being used to under 16, 12, 8, and 4 in terms of your substitution pattern, rest periods, things like that, the timeouts will be 5, end a quarter, 7, and 3. All right, so that's how that works. But the timeouts are also 3 minutes long. So if you're not in foul trouble, now if you're in foul trouble, you obviously have to, there's a lot of things that you need to do if you're in foul trouble, in terms of using your bench. But if you're not in foul trouble, you can shorten your bench. You get long rest periods. So that's one. All right. Now the next part is the wider lane. All right, that's an adjustment for the post players. It's also an adjustment on spacing out there. The three-point line being further out. To be honest with you, I don't see how Shep Garner and Tony Carr, I don't think are that at, no. If Shep Garner and Tony Carr don't shoot the ball well tonight, it's only because they're having an off night. It won't be the distance of the line. The distance is no issue for them. I think the distance is an issue for Lamar Stevens and for Josh Reeves. Where that is something that has to be taken into consideration. Same thing with Temple. They got a couple of guys that will shoot threes, and it might be an issue for them too in shooting it.
So for folks that have seen a lot of basketball in the Jordan Center, whether in person on TV, the floor itself will look a lot different.
It'll look different because the lane's going to be wider. It's going to look like an NBA lane. It's the exact same width as the NBA. The three-point line will be further out. So you'll see 2 3-point lines out there. One will be the women's line that they will use for the WNIT, which is the same as the regular season line. And then you'll see the NIT line further out. Let's see, quarters, three-point line, lane, and the other one is I actually think it's a great idea. You get an offensive rebound, you don't get a fresh 30, you get 20. You already have the 10 seconds to bring the ball up the floor. You've already cleared that part. You just got the ball back. I have no issue with that. I think that works out. That creates more possessions in a game. I like that. So those will be the ones to look at tomorrow. And again, the length of the timeouts, it's just like the NCAA tournament. The length of the timeouts is something that that actually will be interesting for the coaches. I think is a plus for them as to how they deal with their benches. So, and you'll see that in the NCAA tournament too. I mean, the length of the timeouts is, that's why you see some teams going to as few as 7 guys out there in their rotation. The reason they shorten up their rotation is they can. I mean, you got guys out there that, the longer break, they're like, okay, great, let's go back in. So it's not like you're trying to cobble together, let's just use a normal NCAA tournament game. 8:10 to go in the half. I want to take my point guard and I want to sit him down and give him some rest. And I'm going to use that period. Then the under 8 timeout. Then I'm going to get it back in. Well, with this, you might not have to do that because of how long the timeouts are. So the rules are going to play a role in this. How much of a role, I don't know. I'll watch the Notre Dame Hampton game tonight, just to get an idea, because that'll be the leadoff game. So I'll watch that tonight with the idea of, let's see what this looks like.
You had mentioned yesterday about Patrick Chambers. He had wanted the game to be tonight instead of tomorrow night. Was there a specific reason for that?
Yeah, because Penn State hasn't played since a week ago Saturday.
Just because of the length from the
Length of time off. Yeah. So that was the big reason why. That was the only reason why. There was no other reason for that other than just length of time. 1 extra day up would not hurt. But you know what? It's given more time to prepare. That's fine. I talked to him a little bit today, and I asked him about, where were you on rest versus rust? And he says mixture of both. He said, we were very well rested when we came back. We also showed elements of rust that we have finally worked out. So that's where that is. And I think for Nathan Davis, that comes into play, too, because they play, Wednesday? And they don't play again until, Friday night, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, you're going to talk about, 9 days between games? Now, for Michigan State, it's going to be almost 2 weeks. 13 days between games. I mean, I sat there courtside and saw Michigan State's last game. You're talking almost 2 weeks. Now, here's one for you. Ohio State's playing out in Boise, right? Do you realize that because of the schedule, Ohio State has played 1 game in 3 weeks?
Because I'll tell you everyone, what, I don't...
Because everyone forgets that Ohio State played the Friday night of the last regular season game, and then Penn State knocked them out the next Friday.
I'm not filling out a bracket, but if there's one first-round upset I would look at, South Dakota State, be on the lookout for them Jackrabbits. Because I think that game's out in Boise.
It is.
And it's an early Friday. Is it early afternoon game?
I don't know. I haven't seen the times yet.
I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look. And South Dakota State is a really, really good player that actually has pro potential. Big guy, Dom. Dom's a good player. I watched their game against South Dakota. I'm like, this dude can ball. He's good. I mean, he's not bad at all. I mean,
if that's one of those early games, like let's say out in Boise and gym is barely half full, I mean, that goes in South Dakota State's favor.
That goes in their favor. I'm not so sure the gym's going to be half full.
Yeah, that is in Boise, and they play Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock?
Sounds about right.
So that'd be, what, noon Mountain Time? Again, they have played one game in 3 weeks.
I mean, it's not like Ohio State football. Yeah, they travel. We're talking basketball here.
Yeah, but you know what I've found, though, in the last few NCAA tournaments I've been to? The attendance is actually really good at most of these places. I remember when Penn State played Temple in the NCAA's, the McHale Center, and it was the leadoff game. I want to say it was 2 o'clock Eastern time, so it was like 10 o'clock. It was noon Mountain Time. I think they were still on Mountain Time at the... I couldn't believe that. 11:30 in the morning, I'm looking around, and the building is packed. Like, okay. So the attendance might be a little bit better than you think, but look, the building is going to be for South Dakota State. Let's get that part out of the way. Right? If you're the higher seed or you're the lower seed, if you're the lower seeded team, the building loves you. Because you've got all the other fans of the higher-seeded teams looking around saying, I hope we play them and not them. I don't want Ohio State advancing. I don't want to see Kata Bates Diop. Come on. I don't want to see that. But they're going to have to. This is where guard play is going to come into play. Ohio State does not have a natural point guard, which was one of the issues they had with Penn State. They couldn't match up with Tony Carr. They could never match up with Tony Carr. Because they don't have a natural point guard. Now we flip it to the other side, right? And this is where, for example, for Bucknell. Bucknell wants to move, 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 but they're also facing a team that likes to move, move, move. And not only that, but Cassius Winston has become a better defensive player. He's not, you know, is he the greatest defensive guard out there? No. I mean, Tum-Tum Nairn is probably a better defensive player, but Nairn is so limited offensively. That when he's out there, he gives you really good defense, great quickness and speed, and you are then watching Michigan State play 4-on-5 offensively. The only way Tum-Tum scores is if it's on a slice through and I get a layup.
South Dakota State, Ohio State tip is 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursday.
Okay, so it'll be 2 o'clock there. All right, so it's actually a normal time. Okay, 4 p.m. Thursday. Okay, that's actually a normal time then, starting at 2 o'clock. Instead of having to start at noon out there, you're like, okay, great. And for Ohio State, it's going to feel like it's 4 o'clock.
Well, like you said, yeah, it could be more people than in the gym than I thought it would be.
Yeah, which would be 2 o'clock there. I mean, I have to admit, I've never been to Boise, so maybe Boise has so many things to do, everybody is, you know, it'll be a stall. We'll take a break. Danny Amendola to leave Patriots for Dolphins.
Taking his talents to South Beach.
Wow. I'm sure they'll replace him with some third tier. Maybe Danny Amendola is available. They'll probably get him back. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the sales event you've been waiting for. Sunbury Motors' annual March New Truck Sale. SMC is the only Ford dealer in the area that has four city blocks of new Fords and has sold over 40,000 new trucks. Sunbury Motors has over 320 new Fords to choose from. SMC has Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
the 2018 Ford F-150 starting at $25,969. SMC has 61. That's right, 61. 2018 Ford Escapes, and they're priced from just $19,730. There's 25 2018 Ford Explorers starting under 30 grand. And there's 45 2018 Ford Super Duty trucks from $38,584. Plus 0% financing for up to 72 months on select models. Central VA truck buyers.
This is it.
SMC's annual March new truck sale. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
At our August get-together, when we talked football, this music came on and the suit started to do the moonwalk.
That was the one time you were at Front Street Station just hoping for a train to show up. The one time you wanted one to show up.
In fact, blow the whistle.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so Kirk Cousins, the Vikings deal is fully guaranteed. Never heard of that in the NFL. Drew Brees, two-year, $50 million deal with the Saints. It looks like Sam Bradford's going to go to the Arizona Cardinals. Case Keenum to the Denver Broncos. Danny Amendola to the Dolphins. Richardson leaves Seattle, is going to go to the Redskins, and I don't know why even that's a big deal. Brett Celek gone. They officially get Michael Bennett, by the way. They also get Ngata, too. Let's see. The Steelers released William Gay. Made no other moves.
So getting back to the Eagles real quick, I thought of this during the break, but I didn't run it past you. So you have Troy Drayton gone. Brent Celek retired. Could the Eagles take a look at Mike Gesicki?
Good. If that's what they think that brings them to the next level, they absolutely could. A lot of people are going to look at Mike. There are a lot of people think Mike's a first round pick now. I'm supposed to be on some show in Denver coming up on Thursday morning. And I think they a couple topics. Oddly enough, they wanted to ask about Barkley, but they wanted to ask about Gesicki too. Okay, well, they're in a draftable spot now that they've signed Case Keenum, where they can now look at what do we put around him. It's an interesting spot to be in. That's one thing about the NFL. They have now had the ability to take an what should be an absolutely dead period where basketball owns it. And make all the headlines. Marquise Lee, by the way, the wideout, returning to Jacksonville. Allen Robinson, of course, signed with the Bears. Paul Posluszny retired. Let's see. And what was this other one here? Kirk Cousins now is expected to be the missing link. And Aaron Colvin has signed a four-year deal with the Texans, so the corner moves from Jacksonville to Houston.
Steve, I'm going to throw this in real quick before we get through with Hour 1. I just found this on social media from Jeff Goodman of ESPN. He says that Bucknell Bison head coach Nathan Davis has said that 6'8 forward Bruce Moore will not play Friday night against Michigan State due to a violation of team rules.
Well,
Bruce Moore did not play a couple of weeks ago.
No, he did not.
In the Patriot League semifinal game. That was a game that he missed with Avi Toomer. Missed that game. And Paul Newman. Three were out for that semifinal game. Or, I'm sorry, it was a first round. That was the first round game against Loyola. That was the Patriot League first round. Quarterfinal game. Game a couple weeks ago. So no Bruce Moore on Friday.
You know that they've got enough, though.
No specifics, though, as if he's back in Lewisburg or if he's still with or if he left with the team on their way.
Did they fly? Come on, tell me they flew.
Well, after the show yesterday, Doug Birdsong and I were texting back and forth. He still had not received his official itinerary yet, but he had heard that they were going to be cruising down to Harrisburg and flying out.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Come on, live the big life.
That's right.
Hey, you're in the big, big tournament. Live it.
Like you said, the plane's available for you, right?
The NCAA. Now, here's the bad part about what the NCAA does. You know what they do now? Instead of flying you out the next morning where you just kind of go back, they get you out of there right away. I think that stinks. I can't stand that. All right, get to the airport. You're done. No, let them stay over one night, then go to the airport and come back.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.